Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, June 15, 2010. The European Union wants the blockade of the Gaza Strip lifted and Israeli military kidnaps civilians throughout the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The EU, in a statement released today, has called for an end to the blockade of Gaza, calling it unacceptable and politically counterproductive. They are seeking a serious and longer-term resolution to the situation in Gaza. This also comes in conjunction with a call to include international participants with real power on Israel's recently announced internal inquiry into the killings on the Gaza aid flotilla this past May. Israel's response to the EU statement called for an end to all future ships leaving EU ports for Gaza, while also preventing any organizing for such causes. Early Tuesday morning, 14 civilians were kidnapped around the West Bank in military invasions. The men had been moved to Israeli prisons for questioning. The invasions occurred in the areas of Silwood, Ramallah, Bethlehem, and Hebron. Also in Hebron, the Palestine News Network reports that a 9-year-old boy by the name of Ahmed Said was struck by an Israeli jeep Tuesday. The boy was taken by military ambulance to a nearby Israeli settlement to treat his moderate injuries. Clashes erupted between Palestinian civilians and Israeli police accompanying military bulldozers that arrived in Abbasiyah neighborhood in Jerusalem. The Palestine News Agency reported that the bulldozers demolished an animal shed that belonged to Kamel Shweki before moving to demolish two other homes in the neighborhood. Fakhri Abu Diab, member of the Land Defense Popular Committee, said that a number of residents gathered in an attempt to stop the bulldozers and clashed with policemen. In the meantime, hundreds of Palestinians marched in the Gaza Strip to protest the buffer zone Israel is creating on the northern and eastern sides of the Gaza Strip. The march, called for by the Popular Committee Against the Buffer Zone, started from the town of Beit Lahia and went to the area Israel is leveling to create the buffer zone. Protesters carried Palestinian flags. The march ended peacefully following speeches delivered by the organizers who affirmed their commitment to the ongoing nonviolent resistance to the buffer zone and the siege in Gaza. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant update, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Brian Ennis.